Thank you for joining our podcast today, Conversations with Industry Icons. And we have an absolute icon today with Alex Broby with us. Alex, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure, Eddie. Thank you so much.
Well, many of us know Alex and her work, and we have been impressed. She is a skilled professional and really is a unique and amazing person. And so while Alex is younger than most of the icons we've had, we felt like she was definitely an icon in our industry. We wanted to include her. So, Alex, we're going to ask you a couple of questions. The first question is, what have you learned in your career that's really made a difference?
So, I can think of many ways to answer that question, Eddie, but one of them which resonates especially so in the past year throughout the pandemic is the importance of not giving up and of being resilient.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to do.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I've been a gift planner now for 21 years. And I know people that are listening have been in gift planning longer, and some have been in gift planning for less time. But after 21 years, what I realize is that you kind of set a pathway, you think you know where you're going, and then the path changes. And what you need to do is you need to keep following the path. And every once in a while, you need to pause and look around you and see what's going on and reevaluate, and then put your feet right back down on that path and keep going. You never know where it's going to take you, and it can take you to some magical and wonderful places.
You know, even when you find you're in an unusual situation, you're uncomfortable, that's when the most important lessons, I think, are learned. Great lessons, I don't think, are learned when it's easy. I think you learn great lessons when it's hard. And I think you've pointed out the single most important lesson in success is to persevere, push through it.
Yeah, and I call it being resilient. And I focus on a couple things in a few books that I wrote about pillars of success. And one of them is the pillar of resilience. And I was reflecting on that the other day because I came up with three questions that I like to ask myself when I get into a difficult or uncomfortable situation. And we've all been put in that situation recently, right? And and I always pose these questions. I pose, can I find anything funny about this situation? And sometimes the answer right away is no, not at all. And then I ask, am I going to let this ruin my day? And that's a choice. You can choose to let something ruin your day or not. And then finally, let's say the answer is there's nothing funny and this is going to ruin my day. The third question to ask yourself, would this be funny? Is there anything funny about this if this were happening to someone else? And oftentimes that can pull you and lift you right up out of your well of darkness.
Excellent. It brings back a couple memories for me. I remember when Cheryl and I first got married, I was going downtown to open an electric agreement, and my car broke down right in the middle of the interstate, and people were passing and very unhappy with me. Of course, there's nothing I could do about it, but all of a sudden it struck me as being funny, especially some of the activities of the people who were telling me I was number one and various things. That's really excellent advice. What has been the biggest mistake you've made, and what did you learn from it professionally?
Yeah, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I probably will continue to make mistakes, but those are the opportunities for growth. Like you said,
yes,
those are the things that move us forward in a leap or a bound rather than just a mini step when we do something right and we can pat ourselves on the back. So I would say, you know, my biggest mistake early on as a fundraiser was trying too hard to get in front of someone. And this happened to be a personal visit, but it could be the same thing with just trying to get someone on the phone or trying to get someone to respond. And if you push too hard, you might tend to topple things over, and then you're in a worse situation than if you had found that right pressure point. And it's hard to know where that pressure point is because it's different for different people. I mean, I had a couple early on that I must have tried five or six times to reach them, and my brain kept telling me to stop and my heart kept telling me to go based on their information that I had. And finally I got them the sixth time, and they were really grateful. And they said, we got all your other messages and cards and emails, but we just weren't around. But this time you got us. And it was a fundraiser. Part of your brain is thinking, well, why didn't you acknowledge any of those calls? Like, you know, but on the other hand, but there are other cases where I've pushed a little bit too hard. And, you know, you could get a nasty email back or a nasty letter back, or, you know, you don't want anything, you know. I guess for a boss of a fundraiser, it's probably okay for the boss to get a note saying your fundraiser pushes too hard, because the boss is probably thinking, well, that's what I pay them to do, is to get results, and they can only get results if they push. But there's a fine line between pushing too hard. And that's a mistake I made early on with one couple, and I'll never forget that. And so there is a fine line, and I'm always trying to tiptoe up close to that line with some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great advice. Well, Alex, we really appreciate you taking some time today and sharing with us insights. And you are a skilled professional, and we respect you and appreciate you. And we're so thankful that you took time today to join us and share your wisdom.
Eddie, thank you so much, and best wishes to everyone.
So this has been a conversation with an industry icon, Alex Brovey, and we really appreciate you taking time. We look forward to spending time with you again in the near future. Thanks for listening.